Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Honey with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much. So, yes, I am following up with our call, our scheduled call for today. So we will go ahead and review your account just to make sure this is a good time for the call, right?
Yes, hang on just one moment, and I will get Shelby for you.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Thank you so much.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Shelby.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. About yourself?
Not too bad.
That is good to hear. So, Shelby, first, we wanted to go ahead and thank you for choosing Local Splash as your premier marketing agency. So, today, we'll be you're welcome. So, we're going to go ahead and cover the following items to your account. So, first, we're going to check on the progress of your account. Second, on what we have completed so far for your campaign. And then, I'm going to do a walkthrough with you with a client dashboard, and we will also discuss about your website since we created your website for you. So, so your account is only a few weeks old, and our team has already hit the ground running so far. So, for your keepers, I kind of can check on your primary search phrase, which is the excavation contractor in Council Hill, Oklahoma, and I'm happy to tell you that you are actually ranking number one already. So this is actually very rare, especially that the account is still new. So we would highly suggest for us to make sure that you continue ranking there. Please start collecting reviews so that we can go ahead and keep your placement. So you have other businesses, your competitors that have a lot of reviews, but don't worry. I'm going to show you later on your dashboard on how you can start collecting reviews as well. All right?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And then for your Facebook ads campaign, so this one, I see here that you still have not given us access to your page. Can we go ahead and...
Yeah. I don't have a Facebook page yet. I have a personal page, but I don't have a Facebook page for S&S Construction.
I see. Now, Shelby, we highly suggest that we can actually create a page for you, but... we highly suggest our clients to go ahead and create their own page for the reason that, for example, let's say you would cancel with us. So if you actually created the page, you will have full ownership to it, and you just have to remove our admin access. Once you create it, it will be hard for us to transfer the ownership. So please create the page. I'm going to send you an email later on how you can actually create the page and then also add us on the page that you created.
Okay.
All right. And then, so once we have been added to the new page that you create, we'll go ahead and optimize the page. That's number one. We make sure that whatever information we have here at the back office will be the same information on your page as well. And then we will start running the ads. Now, once the ad starts, you will be receiving a notification through text or email letting you know that the ads have started. You can also view the ad on your dashboard. So later during our walkthrough, I will go ahead and show you how you can actually check on your Facebook ads campaign.
Sure.
Now, have you had a chance to go ahead and check on your dashboard?
I have, but I don't understand it. Like, it shows, like, leads and stuff like that. But, like, if I go to the Google Photos, the Google stuff, it doesn't show anything. It won't let me click into it.
I see. Okay, don't worry. I'm going to go ahead and walk you through there. Do you have access to your computer now?
Yeah.
Okay. So I sent an email. It says login credentials for your advanced reporting. So that will give you your login credentials, and then you should be able to log in from there.
Okay. I didn't get it yet.
Not yet. Okay. Let me try to refresh it here. Oh, it's still in field, so you should be getting it anytime soon.
Okay. Login credentials?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
It kicks me to Google right now, so.
Yeah. And you're using your, are you using your desktop, your laptop, or your cell phone?
Cell phone.
Cell phone, okay.
Okay, it's in there now.
Okay, so you are now looking at your home section. So
okay.
Your home section allows you to go ahead and see results. So now you will actually see here some high-level insights of your active campaigns and any leads that you will actually receive depending on the products that you have. Now you will see a preview of your business information. You will also see your logo. And since we are, like, we created the website for you, you also have the My Site editor here. So this will allow you to go ahead and access your website and make revisions to it. In fact, let me send you a text. This will actually give you a tutorial. So we call it My Site Tutorial. So once you have time, you can go ahead and check on this one. And then if you wanted to make edits on your website, you can go ahead and, there you go. You can go ahead and make edits to it. So I'll send it to you via text so you have it there. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
So here on the home section, yes, this is where all the generic information you will actually see. Now, if you go ahead and click on the upper, I think it's the upper left or upper right corner, you should be able to see the different options like home, leads, website, listings. Okay, let's go ahead and start with leads.
Okay.
All right. So these are the leads that were actually accumulated from your campaign. So this will have all the leads, like, for example, from your Google listing, from the website, from your Facebook ads as well. So currently we are seeing there's six leads for you. There's four calls, two SMS. So the Facebook ads doesn't have information yet since we haven't started the ads campaign, but it will have once we have that one activated. So currently there are leads. You see there are some that shows like follow-up needed. It shows not a valid lead. So our system is AI supported, which means it will go ahead and evaluate each call that you receive. So it will check what happened to the call or the result of the call, and then automatically give it will tag it. Like, for example, let's say the first lead, the very top, the one ending in 8670. So you see it is being tagged as follow-up needed.
Yeah.
Now, you can actually change this one. Let's say you were able to schedule this lead. If you click on that lead and then on the right side of it, you will see more information. You will see the drop-down where it says follow-up needed. You can actually change that one to scheduled. You can also put notes there. To know the amount that you have scheduled, you can also put in the amount. So any specific notes or important notes that they wanted to put in this lead, you can actually put it here. Now,
okay.
Depending on the call, like, for example, you were able to speak with client, you scheduled it. So below this one, you should be able to see what we call AI summary of the call. So this will give you the insight, like, what happened to the call. And you can also listen to it. So all the calls that are being, when customers calls on your call tracking numbers, so all the calls on the call tracking will be recorded, so you will have the ability to go ahead and listen to them if you wanted to come back for some specific information. So you can go ahead and listen to the call again.
Okay.
And then also, there is like a filter there. Let's say, for example, on the top corner, if you wanted, let's say you only wanted to see the scheduled ones, you can filter this one to scheduled. You can also select on the time. Let's say you only wanted to see the previous month. So that is possible as well.
Okay.
All right. And then next to the leads tab would be your website. So this will give you information about your website and like the the progress of it. So if you wanted to go ahead and check like how your website is doing, you can definitely go there. And then next to website would be listings. So listings are actually the profiles that we are handling for you. So you see there is Google Maps. There's also Google Places, Relevant Yellow, Yelp. And also the website that they're managing for you.
Okay.
So if you wanted to check how your listing is looking or how it looks, you can go ahead and click one from there, and then it will go ahead and take you to your Google listing. So you can see its profile, and you will see actually how it appears on your customers.
Okay.
And then next. Mm-hmm. And then next to listings would be your Google Insights. Google Insights gives you information about your Google business profile. So you will see here how many people actually visited your Google listing, checked on your website, also customers that went on and checked on your directions. So for now, for the month of March, we only have one data, which is the website visit. So this is pretty normal because we just optimized your listing back on March 27. So this is a pretty new account. You would see more traction here. You would see more information here as days go by.
Okay.
And the next would be ads campaigns. So currently we are running Facebook ads for you. And, oh, by the way, have you considered doing some premium ads campaign in Google, like the Google Verified and the Google Ads campaign?
Oh, not yet. I don't think so.
Not yet. I see. Okay. So whenever you're ready to go ahead and start that one, you may go ahead and call us to activate that one. Or you can also go here on your ads management or campaign management, and then there is an activate button there that you can always click anytime. Now, your Facebook ad showing is inactive because we're not added yet or we're not running the ads yet. But as soon as we are running the ads, you should see information here. So this allows you to go ahead and control your budget. Let's say you wanted to have a more stronger approach on your Facebook ads, you can add the budget here.
Sorry.
And you can also pause it. For example, let's say you are going out for a month where you will be on a vacation, so you wanted to pause the Facebook ads campaign, so you don't want to spend your money while you are away, so you can go ahead and pause it from here.
Okay.
All right. And then next to it would be reviews. So this one is very important. Your current Google listing doesn't have any reviews at the moment because it's just new. So we highly suggest that you start collecting reviews because that will really help us keep our ranking. So while we do things here on the back end for you, we strategize for you and make sure we optimize, make sure you have good ranking. What keeps your placement and helps Google rank you as well? Let's say you're not ranking yet, they say you are in the third spot. So to make sure that you get in the first spot, you really have to go ahead and get reviews. So you would see here there's a button where it says request review. If you go ahead and click that one, you can go ahead and enter your customer's name and then their phone number and hit send. They will receive a text with a link on it, and if they tap on the link or click on the link, it takes them directly to your Google business profile review section. So this allows them to give a review for you right away, and they don't have to go ahead and search for you on Google. So this ensures they are giving the correct review to the right business, and it simplifies the process for them. So start collecting that one. If you have old customers that are actually willing to go ahead and give you reviews, you can go ahead and start collecting from here.
Okay.
And the next two reviews would be posts. So we are actually posting for you. This will help you generate or gain more visibility and helps with the ranking as well. Now, these posts can be edited. Let's say, for example, you wanted to create a specific or let's say you're going to be running a promotion, let's say for summer, and you wanted to post that one in Google and also on your Facebook, because this is connected to your Facebook as well.
Okay.
There is a button there where you could see create a new post. So this allows you to add pictures, and then AI, this is also AI supported. So let's say, for example, you can go ahead and give instructions to AI. Let's say you wanted to say, I have a promotion. This is what the promotion is. You want it around this way. So then you hit generate. AI will then create a post for you. And if you like it, you can just go ahead and copy that one and paste here in the description. And then also you can make edits to it. Make sure to turn on the toggle for post on Facebook. So once you have access to the page, this allows the post to be posted on your Facebook page as well. So the other thing. You can also schedule the post. There is a button there where you hit schedule post, and then it will ask you for the date that you wanted to go ahead and publish it. And then hit save, and then depending on the date when you wanted it to be posted, then the post will automatically post on the scheduled time.
Okay.
All right, and then also since I've mentioned to you, we automatically create posts for you depending on the schedule. Those can be edited as well. Or if, for example, you don't like the context or the description, or you wanted to put focus on something, you can actually edit the posting here. You can delete it as well if you wanted to change it, or you can go ahead and let us know. Like, for example, you wanted to focus primarily, and let's say for this month, you wanted the Google posting to focus more on, let's say, site clearing services. So just go ahead and shoot us a text. Let us know that that's what you wanted to happen for this month, and then we can go ahead and make sure that the posting for this month is actually only targets site clearing. So this is something that you can actually control. So depending on how you wanted the posting to be, you can definitely make edits or let us know.
Okay.
Right. And then lastly, would be the business information. So this is where all the information is actually stored. There, please know, not all information here is actually visible to your clients or customers. So like, for example, for your personal phone number, this is not visible to them. They are only showing the call tracking number. And then this can be edited. If you see that there is like a pencil icon next to it, that means you can go ahead and edit this one. So you can add more keywords if you'd like. You can remove them as well. And then also for your description, you can go ahead and do that. For your target areas, you can add more target areas or delete them. This allows you to go ahead and have full control as well. Like, for example, for the Facebook ads, you don't want to target for, let's say, Shawnee, Oklahoma. You don't want to target the ads there. So you can go ahead and uncheck the box there for the ads, and then the ads, we will not run your ads on that area. So this gives you full control.
Sure.
And then if you go down to the bottom, so you would see there that you have pictures. I only see a very few. If you could kindly upload more pictures for us, because we will be using these pictures for our posting as well. And then whatever you actually add here will be added as well in all of your listings. So if you have fresh photos, or if you have old photos that you wanted to share with us, just go ahead and click the Add Photos button, and then this will allow you to add photos. And then all of your listings, Yelp, Facebook will be updated as well, and the Google Business Profile.
Okay.
And then at the very, very bottom, we have business documents. So you can upload your documents here. Like, for example, if you have certificate of insurance, business license, go ahead and add in here. It's very important that we have a copy of your documents, because, for example, let's say the Google Business Profile got suspended. So in order for us to go ahead and expedite the process of reinstatement, we need to have documents from you. So usually, for example, for clients that doesn't have the documents, we go ahead and call them and or send them an email to request for documents. But if you actually have them handy already, like here on the dashboard, then we can just go ahead and submit it to Google right away, and we don't have to contact you. So it's very important that we have documents.
Okay.
Perfect. Do you have like any questions for me here on your dashboard?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Perfect. So don't worry, because if ever you have like any questions here, please do not hesitate to call us or shoot us a text. We'll be happy to go ahead and walk you through again with the your dashboard and help you out. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, please know all of your platforms are actually being optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. Now, this can also result to more types of calls. Like, for example, you can get service requests, competitor calls, along with many others. There will be solicitor calls or text messages that you will receive. These are companies claiming to be Google. They could be like Townsquare or Oli, and then requesting extra money from you to go ahead and verify or complete your Google business profile. Please know that these are scam calls. All right? Your Google listing is already verified. Sometimes they will call you and tell you there's a problem and then ask for extra money. Please hang up the phone with them. We don't want your account to be compromised. Now, if you have like any questions or any concern about your account or any clarification, just go ahead and call us here before responding to those questionable requests that you might receive. All right?
Okay.
Okay. And then also, I wanted to remind you that we do have what we call an incentives program. So when you actually refer businesses to us, let's say you have somebody you know that can also benefit from our services, please send them over to us. And then you can also actually get a free month out from the local SEO services. Now, this does not include the Facebook ads or any ads campaign, only the local SEO services.
Okay.
In fact, let me send you an email. So this will actually entail the more information about our referral program. So let me send it now. Okay, you should be getting it anytime on your inbox. Shoot us a text or call us here if you have friends that you wanted to recommend so that we can give you a free month for that.
Okay.
Okay. So, yes, lastly, please look out for emails and text messages with updates, of course, from Local Splash. Now, Shelby, we will go ahead and continue to optimize your campaign to, of course, get you more leads and customers. Please make sure to check your dashboard as well, because there are a lot of information and resources here for you. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to call us at 877-635-6225. You can also shoot us a text through that number. If you wanted to schedule a call, you can just go ahead and text us and let us know when you want it to be called, and we'll schedule it for you. And then you can also send us an email and also contact us through chat. If you notice when you open your dashboard, there is like a chat bubble there on the right side, so you can message us there anytime. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So, yeah, I think that sums up our call. Do you have, like, any questions for me or any clarification about your account?
No, I think it's okay.
Okay, that is perfect. So, thank you so much for your time, Shelby. I really appreciate it. Again, contact us here if you have questions, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Please enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.